This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning, we're talking to one person who played a key role in igniting protests around the world, protests that have led to a number of deaths and the trashing of Danish missions in several Muslim capitals. He's a Muslim activist in Denmark, and he called attention to Danish newspaper cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad.
The Danish cartoons came to worldwide attention in part because of Ahmed Abu Laban. He is religious director of the Muslim Society in Copenhagen. When the Danish paper first refused to apologize for the cartoons, Abu Laban and other Muslim leaders helped to get the incident attention in the Middle East. And he's on the phone now from Copenhagen. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, let's talk about what you did. You and others working with you prepared a document that included these cartoons, and then you sent it to people outside Denmark, people in the Middle East. Who did you contact?
We contacted the rector of Al-Azhar and the mufti of Egypt because Al-Azhar, since 1940 and with the beginning of Egyptian cinema, they published a fatwa concerning the display of the character of Prophet Muhammad in cinema or whatsoever related to art.
So you reached out to religious leaders in Egypt?
Yes, they are the religious leaders in Egypt and to the Sunni Muslims as well.
And did you speak to people in other countries too?
The second delegation have been sent to Lebanon. And our idea was very clear that in Lebanon, whatever the fragile situation is at the moment, there have been a recipe of coexistence where Muslims, Christians, and the sub-sects are available and working very hard to keep this kind of coexistence.
But why appeal to people in Egypt and Lebanon?
Egypt, because we were not interested in media. We were trying to get some theological and academic assistance to our point. We like to expand the platform of dialogue among civilizations. So let's seek help from professors, from scholars in the Middle East. It's not governments. We're not asking troops to come and invade Denmark. It's not the point.
The Wall Street Journal, among others, have reported that the pamphlet that you distributed in other countries included images that were never published.
Yeah.
You obtained cartoons that were even more offensive than the cartoons that were actually in the newspaper, and that this was in your pamphlet that was spread around the Middle East. Is that true?
We sent the delegation flesh and blood to make the point clear, away from any possible misinformation. But in addition to that, to tell people that Denmark is a good country and Danes are very sweet people, and we have, as Danish Muslim, become a fundamental part of the society. And then we have a dossier, a binder, where we have documented the events from A to Z up to the moment when the people reached Egypt. So
And that included cartoons that weren't even published in the newspaper.
Yeah. The first section, the 12 cartoons of the concerned newspaper, Jul and Posten, and then another newspaper, weekly one here in Denmark called Weekend Avisen or Weekend News. And the third one was intimidation letters. We tried to tell people in the Middle East about the mood of atheism and how desperate we are to get their clarification and their religious and academic support.
Intimidation letters? You're saying that people received these cartoons in the mail?
Yes, some centers and some figures, and we do not display them here. We don't like to put oil on fire. We just put it on the dossier and give it to the concerned people.
Mr. Abu Laban, you mentioned pouring oil on fire. These cartoons were offensive to Muslims in part because they depicted the Prophet Muhammad as violent.
Yes.
Do you think it is appropriate that people have protested those cartoons by burning embassies and killing people?
We reject and we denounce any act of violence. In Islam, and according to the genuine Sharia interpretation, it's only the cartoonist, the editor-in-chief, and the newspaper. They are our group whom we should initiate dialogue. So nobody should inflict it by any harm whatsoever. To make damage to the property and to set fire to the embassies is counterproductive to our issue.
Do you regret then that this has gone so far?
Excuse me?
Do you regret that this has gone so far?
Well, the same way Mr. Ford will regret that he produced a nice car and a teenager had used it in a wrong way to kill himself or to kill somebody else. We do not blame Ford because they produce nice cars. We produce the people who misuse them.
So you are not to blame, you say, for...
No.
Ahmed Abu Laban is religious director of the Muslim Society in Copenhagen, Denmark. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice time.